Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It could.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you have to step back, if you're Kobe Altman, take a look and think, we've gone as far as two ball-dominant guards in the backcourt are going to take us.
I have three words for Kobe Altman.
I can't wait to hear them. Are you going to give them all at once, or are you going to give them one at a time?
Oh, no. Oh, we. I'm not going to ask Meredith for any special music or drum rolls or anything else, okay?
You're missing out on a lot of fun.
I know we are, and Meredith does a great job. I got three quick words for Kobe Altman.
Hold on, I got a pen.
Get your pen and paper ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go.
Here you go. Okay. Take.
The.
Hint.
Hint. Take the hint. Who's giving you the hint?
The Knicks, the Celtics, and the Pacers.
And that hint is?
You're a great regular season team, but you don't have what it takes to win when it's winning time.
Mark is in Cleveland. Mark, welcome.
Fellas, you know how I feel about this, Jeff. I don't want to break it up because I'm one of the ones that really truly believe that injuries do play a part. I mean, you get out there, you got to play your best. You guys got out there and they did their best on Hobble. But on the same token, though, it can work in your favor, Jeff, because you want to see Evan grow into the player you think he can be. And by maybe getting less touches to Jared and just getting a big body in there to go ahead and bang and be an enforcer-type guy and still get something, but he's just getting garbage baskets like, say, Tristan used to do. But you're running your offense, you know, Evan's getting more touches, the other guard's getting more touches, and maybe that might be the truth. But I really don't see it as far as just this team sucks. Because you look at what Boston did. They ran it back until they got over their hump with the same team, but add tweaking. But they same core people they kept. So I'm like, hey, we can do it like Boston and just do it till we get it right.
The one thing about it, Mark, with Boston, and Mark, thank you. Mark's a good caller. Boston tweaked everything around Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum.
I mean, people are acting like they
changed everything.
Yeah, people are acting like the Celtics didn't make any changes. The Thunder didn't make any changes. The Pacers didn't make changes.
They've all made changes.
All of them, okay? And I just feel like
latched on to like two key guys and made sure they were your guys, though.
Right. And here's the thing, too. Like, if you're a basketball fan here in Cleveland, you should be pretty thrilled with what Kobe Altman's been able to do.
Done a really nice job.
We're no longer rooting for losses to count the ping pong balls and hope to hit the draft lottery and all that kind of nonsense, right? You've got an entertaining basketball team that wins a lot of games in the regular season, full of a locker room of really awesome, wonderful, great guys, okay? Yes, it's frustrating they didn't get out of the second round and they didn't meet expectations. But I got to tell you, only one team raises a trophy at the end and ends the season pretty happy with themselves, and they're the ones that hold the parade, okay? Yes, this was disappointing. They flamed out against the Pacers. And it's the third straight year they have flamed out spectacularly in the playoffs, and it's frustrating. But I just want to take a step back and just appreciate, just overall, as a basketball fan, in a market like Cleveland, you got to be pretty happy with what Kobe's been able to do. The challenge now is to climb the next rung on the ladder and get into the conference championship and compete to win an NBA championship. That's the challenge now. You've built a really, really good team that you know can be one of the best teams in the regular season, get you a top seed, win playoff series, but you're not able to win enough playoff series to get to the ultimate mountaintop. So I just want to take a second. Let's appreciate what we have here and be grateful for it.
Meredith, get the applause ready.
Oh, man. Let's be grateful for that. But the challenge now is to climb the mountaintop. And I don't know that this team has enough to climb the mountaintop, which means you got to make a significant change to get there.
Okay, that wasn't the
oh,
place.
Oh, you were expecting something else?
I thought you were going to say nicer things about Kobe Altman to finish, which would have led to applause.
No, I gave him his just due. He created a really good team.
Yeah, let me ask you this one, though. We heard about depth all year. Then they traded, I thought, two of the key guys in the depth, in Caris LeVert and George Niang, in good locker room guys.
To fill a hole that you thought you had.
Without question. And I think DeAndre Hunter is a really good player. Was trading two guys for one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
To fill a spot, a good idea. I'm hard-pressed not to say yes to that. I think DeAndre Hunter is a good player.
They had a bit of a log jam there, too,
on the
bench.
They did. I thought there were too many guys in the backcourt on the bench. You know, Sam Merrill, Caris LeVert, Max Strus, all of those, and then Donovan and Darius. Well, there's five guys, and not one of them's over 6'4".
Right.
You know, Caris might be 6'5", but those are basically all guards. And if you're going to play any of those guys at small forward, it's a stretch. No pun intended. DeAndre Hunter's a small forward.
Yeah,
and
I love the trade when they made it.
I know, and I can't sit here and say that if it was offered to me again, I wouldn't do it, because I would. I would, and DeAndre's under contract
for the next couple of years. Yeah, this was not a rental player situation.
Oh no, he's here.
Yeah.
And so I like the fit. I hope Kenny Atkinson puts him in the starting lineup next year. And ultimately,
I wanted him to put him in the lineup this year, but I understand
too.
Why he didn't.
He was really good coming off the bench in Atlanta.
Yeah, he just didn't want to upset the apple cart.
Right, and Max had done a nice job and all that. I think Hunter in the starting lineup next year could be really key. But I do wonder, you know, are you going to keep – and to me, it's more than Evan and Jarrett. Because, again, Daryl, that one doesn't though there's some duplication of skill there,
yeah,
you need a couple of big guys. I mean, every team has to have at least a couple of big guys. Look what the Knicks are doing with Karl-Anthony Towns and Mitchell Robinson.
But you don't just need big guys. You need aggressive big guys.
I get that. I get
Jared
that.
Jared is not an aggressive player.
Well, neither is Evan Mobley by nature.
If it comes to me, I'm going to grab it.
Neither is Evan by nature.
I know. But so, I think Evan, we saw this year, and I really love this toward the end of the season. There were a couple of games where, like, he was just rolling right through guys in the paint. Like, and I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, he's springy.
If he starts doing this on a regular basis, now we're cooking with some gasoline.
And, Daryl, all we need to say about Evan, and I think this sums it up, and I don't think it ever needs to be brought up again, he was voted second team All-NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Cavalier players don't make All-NBA teams. That doesn't happen very often in this franchise.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell's done it.
LeBron James has done it.
LeBron James, Mark Price, Brad Doherty, I think, made...
I think it was second team.
Made second team. Yeah, first team guys don't happen. Evan hasn't made first team yet, but that's all you need to know.
But he's got talent to make it.
There were 10 guys who made first or second team, and the Cavs have two of them.
And let's be honest about it, and I don't want to take anything away from Evan's Defensive Player of the Year award, but let's also be honest about it. If Wemby stays healthy with the Spurs, he wins that thing unanimously.
And will for years to come. But he didn't, and that means if nothing else, then Evan's the second best defensive player in the league, or pretty darn close to it.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Oh, are you kidding? It's great. But I'm with you. If Kobe Altman gets an offer, finds an offer that changes the backcourt and changes the look of that with a bigger point guard to play alongside Donovan. A different-minded point guard is more than anything else. A guy whose first thought is set up teammates and play defense. You know, nothing wrong with offensive-minded point guards, except you're playing against playing alongside an extremely offensive-minded two guard.
You know what they need? They need to find an Eric Snow. You're not a bigger version of Eric, but like someone who's not
an Eric Snow Philadelphia version. Okay, you know, a name I keep hearing thrown out, and I'm not sold on it because I think he's a little, he's had some injury issues. Is Jalen Suggs in Orlando? Yeah. He's big. He's like 6'5".
Yeah,
he's a former All-State football player. He passes first. He's rugged on defense. I like that, but Darius, even up for Jalen, doesn't do it for me.
I can't hear another offseason of we need to be mentally tougher and physically tougher.
Well, you've heard that for a while now. So when's that narrative going to change?
Yeah,
it has to.
That
has to change because of the roster.
It's not going to change if you run it back.
No, you're not going to change the personalities. You're not.
They are who they are.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But
it's not going to be good enough to win the NBA championship.
He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Jeff Phelps. We're here on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.